Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. And in this short lesson, I want to talk about the command bar, which is another user interface element that we can use on the phone to provide more options in the form of icons, kind of like a shortcut icon, or menu options that can be expanded to show many potential menu options to the user beyond what they're able to just see in your app. And a good example of the command bar is in Internet Explorer. If you look down here near the bottom, you have the location bar. But let's go ahead and see, for example, there is a refresh button, and then there's this icon with an ellipsis, three little dots, and when you click that, there are additional menu options as well. And we can add a command bar like this to our apps, and that's what I want to do in this video by creating a new project, and we'll just use a blank app template for now, and we'll call this command bar example. Click OK. All right, so if we take a look at our mainpage.xaml, and let's resize this like we do always, this down a little bit smaller. The easiest way, obviously, or one easy way would be just to type in the XAML, but that would presuppose that we knew what XAML to type in. I think the easier way in this particular case to add a command bar to our app is to go to the document outline window, which we can pin down just for a moment while we're working with it. Let's get this back in the viewable area here. And what I want to do is right-click this bottom app bar and select Add Command Bar. All right. And when I do, you can see that it creates two examples for us, and then also it adds the XAML necessary to create those more importantly for us. Great. And if we take a look at the command bar, you can see that it is part of the bottom bar, which is an aspect of a given page. And we add a command bar to that bottom bar area. And we created two instances of app bar buttons, setting the icon and the label appropriately. We can obviously change any of these. And we'll talk about the icons that are built in just a moment. But what if we wanted to, for example, add a menu option? Well, you can see that we have no secondary commands currently defined. So I'll right-click and select Add an App Bar button there. And it creates a App Bar button, but it's rendered as a menu item below it. So now if we were to run the app, and we click on the little ellipsis, we can see that our third app bar button is displayed there as well as our first two. And they're not wired up to do anything just yet. Obviously, we get to decide what they do. Now, there's one other option here you may have noticed when if I right-click and select Add an App Bar Toggle button, you can see that it creates an app bar toggle button in our XAML. And if I run the app again, what is a toggle button? It simply has two states, on and off. All right, so that might be useful for certain applications. All right. Let's talk for a moment about the icon. So let's go ahead and get rid of the document outline and move over here to our properties window. And I'm going to put my mouse cursor on a specific app bar button. And if I expand the icon section, you can see that there are a number of options here. For example, right now we're working with a symbol icon of accept. And if I were to expand out the symbol that we're working with, there are all these different symbols that we can use. Accept, account, and at symbol, plus, to add a friend, little human with a plus symbol. So there are just dozens of these that are available, and we could select any of them. For example, maybe a pin would be a good choice, okay? Next to it, there's also font icons. So we can change, for example, the glyph to like the letter B, all right? And so now we would have, if you look, let's zoom in here a little bit closer, maybe like 60, you can see that we now have an icon with the letter B in it, and that's a glyph icon. And there are several other icon styles that we can choose from, including our own line art and things of that nature. And that's really all there is to it, to using it. Obviously, what we would want to do at this point is to add a click, you know, event handler, and then be able to wire that up to some event, event handler code in the code behind, and add any code we want here to fire off whenever a user clicks that option on our command bar. And that's all there is to it. But it's going to be very useful as we build our next app in a couple lessons from now. So I just wanted to introduce that before we get into some more of the harder topics, like we'll start in the next lesson. So we'll see you there. Thank you.